unvarnished attack on Planned Parenthood. It is an attack on families. It is an attack on mothers and fathers and children, especially teenagers who are looking for high quality education about reproductive health care issues and sexual health care issues. Planned Parenthood probably provides state-of-the-art education for young people when they're not getting the education in other places. They know that they can get it there. They can get their questions answered, and this is an attempt to really shut down their operation here in Pennsylvania.
And what can we do about that?
Well, I mean, folks need to speak up about this. This is an attack that is part of a national strategy. It starts with the White House. It's going through Congress, going to states across the country, and we got to push back on that. We need to be in the business of expanding health education and health care services, not limiting health care services. That's what this bill does, and it's targeted especially at one organization and the vast array of services they provide.
And that was the other question I had. Planned Parenthood is more than just abortion.
Oh, it's far more. The overwhelming majority of the services that they provide are non-abortion related. And let's be clear, no state dollars are utilized in providing abortion services here in Pennsylvania. The state does support Planned Parenthood in all of the other services that they provide, but not in abortion services. We need to get that myth out of the way. This is an attempt to attack a leading provider of health care services for families and especially for women, and it should not be in place, and we need to fight back against this in any way that we can.